Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Steve Kathan. At least 9 deaths are blamed on the icy storm that has pounded parts of the South. In Texas, hundreds of thousands don't have electricity.
Chainsaws roared. Crews worked to clean up icy debris caused by the winter storm.
I was a little shocked. I didn't realize it was going to be this bad.
Customers say frozen limbs are falling on roofs and cars and are blocking roads.
Reporter Paige Hubbard of affiliate KEYE. Heading into the weekend, the Weather Channel's Greg Postel says the northern half of the country is in for bone-chilling temperatures.
Wind chills will be like about minus 50 in Maine over the next couple days. Something to watch as this Arctic air mass moves into the northeast this weekend, but then quickly moves away by early in the week.
The Republican-led House has voted after debate today to oust Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee, citing anti-Israel comments. The day after his first debt ceiling talks with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, President Biden used the National Prayer Breakfast to urge unity.
Let's just sort of kind of join hands again a little bit. Let's start treating each other with respect. That's what Kevin and I are going to do. Not a joke. We had a good meeting yesterday. I think we got to do it across the board.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says he plans to resist tying spending cutbacks to the debt talks.
If you want to debate closing tax loopholes, which we did in the IRA and we would like to do more of, if they want to debate spending cuts, that'll be a budget process to do, but it shouldn't be tied to the debt ceiling, plain and simple.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders has been picked to give the GOP response to President Biden's State of the Union. CBS's Jim Crisula tells us a free school lunch might come with a certain price if a lawmaker in one state gets his way.
Republican Idaho State Representative Ron Mendive wants children to work for their free school lunches. Mendive says that might cut down on the amount of food students waste. The lawmaker did not say whether he envisions young students sweeping floors or wiping down tables to pay for meals.
Health officials advising people to stop using over-the-counter eye drops, Ezra Care artificial tears that could be causing an outbreak of infections. The CDC reports 55 people in 12 states affected. CBS's Stacy Lynn tells us today was the big day of the year for the groundhog we know as Punxsutawney Phil.
Groundhog!
The plump little rodent stared at the crowd, then...
Speaking in groundhoggese, directed this President Dunkel to the proper scroll.
Which said...
I see a shadow on my stage. It's 6 more weeks of winter weather.
Wall Street, the Dow is down 86 points. The NASDAQ is up more than 300. This is CBS News.
This is terrifying.
This is really a whodunit.
This is the moment of truth.
This is 48 Hours.
This is a senseless murder.
This case reads like a movie script. It's just more like a horror movie.
This is real life drama.
This is crazy.
I'm the only person alive that has ever walked out of his own grave.
This is how we make a difference.
This is real.
If it wasn't for 48 Hours, there would have been a funeral.
This is 48 Hours.
Available on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
In 1968, Americans were introduced to something new.
This is 60 Minutes. It's a kind of a magazine for television.
5 decades later, 60 Minutes is America's most watched news program.
You believe this is the toughest challenge humanity has ever faced?
Absolutely.
But if you miss the TV broadcast, you can listen to full episodes as a podcast.
That's really clever.
60 Minutes, Sundays on CBS, and available anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today, and I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Friday, February 3rd.
In Wood County, the Judicial and Legislative Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in the Safety Conference Room. In Portage County, a quorum of the Planning and Zoning Committee will tour the Stevens Point Wastewater Treatment Plant at 10 a.m. Wood County has announced their new website is now active. The address is woodcountywi.gov. The change simplifies their internet addresses and provides a greater level of security under the .gov top-level domain. It assures citizens and visitors they are dealing with an official government entity. November's race for governor was the most expensive in Wisconsin history. The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says total spending was $164 million. Public documents show Governor Evers' re-election campaign spent $42 million, and challenger Tim Michaels spent $28 million. The rest of it came from outside groups. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A wind chill advisory continues until noon today. Mainly clear skies overnight with a low of 14 below. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 5 above. Lows level off around 1 above. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, zero.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
All right, I'm back. Hey, don't forget, if you missed a second of my interview with Sarah Burris, download the Aggressive Progressive podcast wherever you get your podcast. New episodes on Tuesday. Sarah's interview will be in there. And of course, I'm at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram, and ChristopherHahn.com is my website. All right, Sarah. So that last segment probably got me thrown off of at least five markets, but that's okay. I can hear my syndicator calling me now saying, Chris, maybe your talk about Nick Fuentes, but I truly do believe that that's his problem. Now, it's not an excuse for his hatred, but I do believe that's why he hates. I think that that's probably the case for most people who hate. Like Donald Trump had it right. It could be a 400-pound guy in his basement, or it could be Nick Fuentes, right?
That's what it is.
So
there's no other option. That is really the two choices. Or he could just be happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a big drag queen with a lot of glitter.
Yeah, whatever floats his boat. As long as he's not hurting anybody, I'm happy with. Just go do it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, nobody's going to judge you. It's fine. Just do what you got to do. Oh, God. All right. So there's a lot going on. Speaking of doing what you got to do, Congress finally did something about marriage equality and codified it, at least nationally. Now, they didn't extend it and make the states do it, which is the bigger problem, because I think these courts right now are going to let the states do whatever the hell they want. But give me your take here.
So I am kind of split on this, because I'm all for, they didn't actually codify same-sex marriage. What they said is that all states have to recognize a marriage, regardless of the person or the gender, from every other state. So it basically, like, if you're in Kansas or Oklahoma, they pass anti-marriage into the Constitution. So the second that the Supreme Court says, yeah, we're going to unmake same-sex marriage, you still can't get married in Oklahoma or Kansas anymore. You still have to travel somewhere,
right,
to do it.
But you could still be married in Oklahoma, right, or Kansas.
But it just seems so, I mean, then you're basically separate but equal. You know, it just, you're not equal in your own state.
Yeah.
And that's not the way that it should ever work.
I don't understand, though. You know, look, I think that it's, I think the voters this last election sent a message.
Mm-hmm.
These social conservative measures being handed down by the courts are unacceptable. And I would imagine that, so look, I don't know that the court's influenced by this. In fact, I think they're not influenced by it. I think that there's a whole organization, you know, infrastructure set up around conservative justices to insulate them from the public, right? The Federalist Society and all these other, you know, conservative, you know, legal organizations that make them feel like this is the way to go. And they just never leave. They're in a bubble the same way a lot of people who vote Republican are in a bubble. But I think that the people who run for office are starting to feel the pressure.
Well, interestingly, so we talked to a couple of people on the Hill, mostly senators this week. And I did a story about this where we had a bunch of different interviews asking Republican senators, like, what happened in Georgia? Like, what is it, you know, was it that he was a crappy candidate? Was it that, you know, the issues were different? And I remember there was at least one senator who, whenever we asked about the policies, like, do you think that people just don't, you know, like the Republican policies? And she was just like, no, that's not it. I mean, and then she just rattled off a whole bunch of things that, you know, Republicans say how much they hate about Democrats, you know, like this or this or Biden this and the Senate this and Schumer and Pelosi and, like, you know, all of the buzzwords, but there were no solutions in there. And so she sort of walked herself into, you know, this ramble about, well, maybe if we had more optimistic solutions. And then you're just like, yeah, what if you just had any?
Yeah.
You know, like, over and over again, it's the same thing with McCain and the thumbs down, where everybody's all for repeal and replace, but you don't have your replace.
Right. What's the replace? Anything. Right.
There's no solutions. It's just all negative.
It's like problem. It's like, you know, Trump's healthcare plan's coming in 2 weeks. It's coming. It's 2 weeks out. No.
Is it infrastructure week yet?
Yeah. Trump would come up with a plan behind closed doors, and people would be like, Mr. President, that's Obamacare. That's what we have now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mr. President, that's Medicare. That's single payer. We're all against that. Oh, we are? Like, that's what would happen when Trump was president. I'm telling you, I've heard this from people who work for him. The reason
I mean, even with the infrastructure stuff, whenever he was like, I'm going to pass this infrastructure stuff, and with the Republicans, you know, they were talking about $1 trillion, and he was like, why not make it two?
Yeah, well, we need $2 trillion.
And Democrats were like, hell yeah, bring it on.
Yeah, bring it. We'll do it. We'll do $2 trillion. Absolutely. It was his own party holding him back from those things sometimes, which was kind of funny when you think about it. But no, they never came up with another plan, because the plans that they came up with are all the plans. The Democrats co-opted their original plan, right?
Exactly. It was
the Heritage Foundation.
Exactly. Yeah.
Romney passed it in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. And then Obama said, all right, well, if Romney could pass it, I'll pass it.
Right.
And now Republicans are like, no, we don't want that either.
Oh, no.
So they're really, the problem Republicans have is they are just an opposition party. They are not a party that is capable of actually governing. And we're going to find that out in a major way in about 5 weeks when they take over the House of Representatives, 4 weeks when they take over the House of Representatives. And we're going to see that they have no real ideas, that all they're here to talk about is, you know, Hunter Biden's laptop and things they hate.
Yep. It's all hearings. And even McCarthy is talking about that. Like, he's listing off all the different hearings. And it's like, what are your bills?
Yeah. What legislation? What's your legislative agenda? What are you going to try to get done? Nothing.
I mean, you've got actual Republicans and Democrats behind the scenes trying to figure out immigration at the last minute. Before they want to do it, before Congress is you know, switches over.
Well, they should just pass the 2013 immigration bill that passed the Senate. They should just pass that now in the House and send it to the Senate, and it'll pass the Senate.
Yeah.
It was a good bill. And by the way, it had something for everybody. There was border security money in that bill, you know, and there was a pathway to citizenship in that bill, and there was a process for workers in that bill. It had something for everybody. And it was a bipartisan.
Republicans in the Senate supported it.
And Lindsey Graham! Lindsey Graham and Chuck Schumer drafted the bill in the Senate.
And no Republicans in the House are going to vote for it anyway, so just let them, you know, stew in their own whatever, their own Nick Fuentes juice.
Yeah.
And
Nick Fuentes' problem is there is no juice. That's part of the problem with Nick Fuentes. I think I just lost another three affiliates with that, but it's okay.
Oh, Lord.
It's okay. Not a lot of money in radio these days anyway, so we don't, you know.
That's because you don't put out. I mean, that's...
Well, I do, just not on the radio. I'm not getting paid enough.
Right.
So it's just one of those things, though. It's like, What do you stand for? We know what you're against. You're against everything good, right? You're against forgiving student loans. You're against healthcare. You're against infrastructure. You're against marriage equality. What are you for?
You hate the gays. You hate the ladies.
You hate the gays. You hate women. You hate kids. You hate old people.
You hate immigrants.
You hate young people. You hate immigrants. You know, okay, you like corporations, but what are you going to do for them? Because you don't even like them because they're too woke for you now. What are you?
Right, yeah.
What are you for? You know, I mean that has been my question to conservatives over and over and over again. What are you for? And they cannot tell me.
They're for red state evangelicals.
We're for land masses having an equal right to vote as people. Like,
right?
That's what they want.
Yeah.
They want the land mass to have votes and the people not to have votes.
Right.
Shouldn't we gerrymander everything so that Democrats can never win? Okay, let's say Democrats never won. What are you going to do then? Like, what's your plan? Smaller government? But that's never been the case when they actually govern. It's crazy. I'm digressing here, but we have more segments to talk, you and I. We've got more to talk about. So I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back with my good friend, Sarah Burris. You listen to The Chris Hahn Show.
Cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the PaintByNote system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my PaintByNote method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just...
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Let it slip, pick up, it check. Talk to doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Ignore everything else you heard today and listen up. The Chris Hahn Show is on the air.
I'm back. Hey, don't forget, download the Aggressive Progressive Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, you name it, it's there. Follow me on Twitter, at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram. If you want to find out more about me, check me out there. I'm back with my good friend Sarah Burris. Sarah Brittany Griner coming home. Paul Whelan still staying in Russia. We're sending the Merchant of Death back to Russia in exchange. Look, I'm happy she's coming home. I mean, this is ridiculous that she's there. It's also ridiculous that there's a nation as big and powerful as Russia that will grab Americans just to make a deal like that. What do you make of what's going on?
Yeah, I do think like the biggest shame out of all of this is it shouldn't have happened to begin with, where, you know, basically a professional sports player in the United States doesn't make the same money as the male players do. So she has to go to another country, in the off season,
right,
to be able to make money.
And by the way, the fact that she was arrested means no more American basketball players are going to Russia to play basketball. It's a ridiculous.
Nobody
thing.
Should.
Right.
Absolutely. But that's the start of it that really pissed me off. The second piece of it too is, you know, it's just pot. It's just,
and it wasn't even pot. It was like a little bit of like oil.
Yeah, it was a vape cartridge.
Yeah, it was like a single vape cartridge or something like that that she left in her vape thing. It's so dumb. It's so dumb.
I mean, but you're right. Like the fact that we're basically giving away this dude who is the Merchant of Death. Granted, he has been in prison for 15 years, well, like 11 years, but he's been in custody for 15 years.
Yeah.
I don't think he necessarily has all of the contacts that he used to, maybe. I don't know if the reason that they really focused on him was because he used to be FSB and Putin used to be FSB, and so I don't know if they have a relationship.
I'm sure they do.
I think the other piece, too, and I heard this, I can't remember who said it on MSNBC, but it made total sense, is he knows where he sold all of his weapons to, and Russia needs weapons right now really bad. So that could be a part of it as well.
You think they're going to get 13-year-old weapons back?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, how desperate are you?
Yeah.
Stuff from North Korea. Maybe work.
And I'm sure Russia knows where he sold these weapons too, right? I mean, like, I don't... I don't think a guy like that operated outside. I mean, the Russian state is not like the United States. They are a criminal enterprise. It's like a mob-run state, frankly.
Yeah.
And this guy was a capo. I'm sure the Don knew where everything was going.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you would think if Putin is as in control as everybody thinks he is.
Now, do you think that they made this deal knowing that they just picked up a lot of Russians in Germany and they probably could get Paul Weldon back that way?
Maybe. I mean, I think that there is probably another. I know that they were trying to get both of them for the merchant guy. But the Russians just wouldn't agree to it. So I'm wondering if they're just going to try and do it through somebody else. But I mean, this poor guy has been, remember, Otto Warmbier, whenever Trump brought him back, Whelan was in Russia then.
Yeah.
He was in prison in Russia then. Like, he's been there for a really, really long time. And it's just frustrating. And I feel so bad for his family. I do think that it was more dangerous for Brittany Griner because she's a lesbian and Russia notoriously hates, you know, it's like, okay, they don't really like brown people. They don't really like, they really hate lesbians. They don't really like women that much either.
Yeah.
And, you know, they certainly don't like Americans.
Well, we're going to find out how they were treating her. You know, I mean, she's,
yeah,
should be back momentarily. I mean, it was scary. I mean, she looked okay on the plane, right? She looked like she wasn't, you know, she hadn't deteriorated much in the 9 months or so that she's been there.
Yeah.
Which is
good. I wonder if she'll ever be able to play ball again. Like, stuff like that where you wonder how much of her life is over.
Well, that's the problem. Like, this is a woman who was like 6'4", 6'5", and she was in a cell that was not much bigger than her. So I don't know how she was able to keep fit during those times. But you know what? You know, my experience with professional athletes is that they are resilient and they get injured and they come back and they get back to that level. And I think this is going to be treated like an injury for her. And I think, you know, 2 months from now, she'll be back on the court doing what she does.
I think that part of it is possible. The thing I worry about is the psychological impact. I mean, they had talked about a couple of months ago how she was losing hope. And, you know, there's got to be a piece of this that is really hard on you emotionally.
Yeah.
And I think that too is why they, you know, grabbed her instead of Paul Whelan.
Well, I am, you know, looking forward to hearing from her. You know, I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that that's going to happen sooner rather than later. And I hope she gets paid a big sum of money for her first interview. So for all those people out there looking to land her an interview, let's pay her because, you know, she just gave up 9 months of her life. And she was going there so she could support her family through the sport that she's dedicated her life to. And maybe she should make a couple bucks off this and write a book about her experience or whatever it is. But I'm happy she's coming home. I hope this other guy comes home. You know, this situation with Russia needs to be resolved. We can't have this rogue actor on the world stage for much longer. And I feel like they've been embarrassed into submission somewhat by Ukraine, but not totally. And something's got to give here. And frankly, I think the Chinese have got to be part of the solution, too. And I know it's hard to say that, but I think that's got to be it. All right, look, going to take one more break, then I'll come back, and we will finish our conversation. Okay? Because America wants to hear what Sarah Burris and Raw Story is writing about, and they want to hear the rest of the Chris Hahn Show. So I'll be right back.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
I want to change some things.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life: education, income, and health.
I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalks.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. There are new vaccination rules in Wisconsin for schools and daycare centers. Starting this month, students have to get a meningitis shot in 7th grade and a booster by their senior year of high school. The Department of Health Services is also moving the whooping cough shot from 6th grade to age 11. Daycare centers can now need proof from a doctor about kids' chickenpox history. The chickenpox vaccine is highly recommended but not required. A federal judge ruled that a civil rights lawsuit against the city and county of Kenosha, as well as Kyle Rittenhouse, can move forward. Rittenhouse shot 3 men in August 2020 during the protests in Kenosha. 2 of those men, Anthony Huber and Joseph Rosenbaum, died. Rittenhouse was acquitted on all counts. Huber's family has filed the civil rights lawsuit to hold Rittenhouse and the police who authorized his actions accountable for Huber's death. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A wind chill advisory continues until noon today. Mainly clear skies overnight with a low of 14 below. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 5 above. Lows level off around 1 above. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Right now, 0.
From disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out.
Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
America's favorite progressive, The Chris Hans Show.
All right, I am back. Hey, don't forget, download the Aggressive Progressive podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And you'll hear the Sarah Burris interview in its entirety. You don't want to miss that. So check it out over there on the Aggressive Progressive podcast. At Christopher Hunt on Twitter, Christopher Hunt NY on Instagram. I'm on TV a lot, and I'm doing multiple networks right now. And you want to follow me on Twitter to find out where I'm going to be. Because it's pretty cool when I'm on TV. It used to be cool. It's kind of lost its luster now. It's not cool for me. It might be cool for you. I hope it's cool for you. I don't know. Anyway, I'm digressing. I'm back with Sarah Burris from Raw Story. Sarah, you know, we spent a lot of time talking about Donald Trump's asexual buddy, Nick Fuentes, and yay. But we didn't spend any time talking about the fact that this man wants to tear up the Constitution of the United States of America. And as bad as that is, for me, what's worse is how few Republicans have come out and said, this man's a maniac, he has no place in our party. The only person who's really come out and said that was Mitt Romney, who's been, you know, voted to impeach the guy. So, you know, give credit where credit's due. But even McConnell, when he condemned the statement, didn't really condemn Trump.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, hell, it took us 3 days just to get John Cornyn to admit that, I wouldn't have had brunch with Nick Fuentes. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
3 days of tracking him down and asking him day after day after day until finally he was like, yeah, that's not something I would have done.
I want to have lunch with that strange asexual man. I mean, I've had lunch with other white supremacists, but I wouldn't have lunch with the guy who would openly say it.
Right. So, I mean, tracking people down for that and then...
By the way, all of my southern senators kind of have a foghorn leghorn effect. I'll say, I would not. And I know that that's demeaning to white southern senators, but I don't really care. So.
Except Lindsey Graham sounds sort of like this breathless Southern belle.
No, Lindsey Graham, I do declare.
The vapors are just getting to me. I must lie down. No, I feel faint. Lindsey, have a mint julep that I could sip on.
Exactly. He looks like he should be hanging out in Savannah, or they got it wrong with Blanche DuBois in the movies. Like, she was supposed to be Louisianan, which is not the same as Southern Belle, but that's she was true. Played as a Southern Belle, which is different in Louisiana. So Lindsey Graham is kind of what people see as Blanche DuBois. I can always depend on the kindness of strangers. Donald Trump, John McCain was a stranger. Donald Trump's a stranger. You know, it's like, sorry.
He needs like a nice peach-colored gauzy dress.
I say, young man. Will you help me with my bookcase? I don't know what that means. And there goes my affiliate in Louisiana.
Oh, man. Louisiana people aren't like that. That's the thing. I do love Louisiana, but mostly because I'm really into crawfish. And everything else that you could possibly put in a...
A po' boy?
No, more gumbo. I'm more into like the gumbos and the etouffee and the, you know, I'm a saucy kind of gal.
You can't get good gumbo in New York. It's like one of the few things you can't get here. Like, you could get good Vietnamese food, pretty much any international food. Gumbo is something they make in the South, and it doesn't come out the same up here for some reason. I have yet to find it. I'm sure there's probably a place. I just haven't found it.
There's a couple places in Washington that are okay. But yeah, like one of the good thing of Katrina is that a bunch of people from New Orleans moved to Oklahoma City, after the hurricane. So there are a couple of, Cajun places that are legit Cajun. And when I'm home for the holidays, it's just like, I will have all of the things, please.
So We're digressing again because that's what happens.
When
friends talk
about food.
So friends who've never met. So let's talk about this though. This tearing up the Constitution. When are conservatives going to say enough with this nonsense about losing the election? I read an article today that the Republican Party is seriously considering changing their stance on mail-in ballots because they're losing elections because they're not encouraging people to use mail-in ballots. You know, when are they going to part ways with these sore losers, the Carrie Lakes of the world, who I have been saying that my theory is she didn't really want to win. She wants to host the 9 o'clock hour on Fox News. And I believe I believe she will be doing that on Sundays, on Saturday. She won't get nine prime time, Monday through Friday, but she'll get Saturday night at 9 o'clock. She'll be the new Judge Jeanine Pirro. When are they going to just stop allowing people to run around being whiny little bees?
Yeah, no kidding. And I think just being generally bad candidates. It's one thing to be whiny and to have crap policies. But like even toward the end, Walker wasn't even out there campaigning. He would drive around with some of the other senators and hop out at a parking lot somewhere and talk to 20 people. And that was his idea of campaigning.
Right.
He went to the football game, the Georgia game during the holiday, during the Thanksgiving weekend. And that was really all he did.
He didn't campaign at that game. Like, you would think that a guy who was, like, the all-time great from that school would have walked around the parking lot and talked to everybody and been a hero.
Yeah, every car, every tailgate, everybody would have had a bumper sticker on the car when they left. You know, that kind of deal. But no.
Look, I worked for a guy named Chuck Schumer who would go to Little League games and campaign to people who didn't know him. And this guy, everybody in that parking lot knew who he was. Every single person. And it would have been a great thing. I mean, think about it. I mean, you know, I don't know if it would have won or lost, but he probably could have met 5,000 people that day.
Yeah.
They were afraid.
And he probably could have met some people that were from other states that could have been really good donors.
Yeah. But most importantly, though, like, you could have met a few voters within Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have gotten excited about meeting you, and maybe they turn out and vote. But they were more afraid of him having a conversation that was caught on video that made him look like an idiot.
Yeah. Because every time he opened his mouth, he looked like an idiot.
And that's the problem when you nominate somebody to run for the United States Senate who cannot comprehend issues that are important to people in the United States Senate.
But hey, Tommy Tuberville bill got elected, so there you go.
Yeah, well, they hid him too, right? I mean, Tommy Tuberville, you know, again, Alabama and Georgia are two very different states, right? And while, you know, unless they would have found out that Tommy Tuberville was a pedophile, like the other guy that lost in Alabama, he was going to win. And Tommy Tuberville wasn't as punchy, and I hate calling him. I hate kicking Herschel Walker on his intelligence. And on the fact that, you know, as a former athlete, he probably got hit, you know, way too many times. But Tommy Tuberville, you know, wasn't as bad as Herschel Walker.
Yeah, that is very true. He did not have any debate issues like werewolves versus vampires. But I think that really...
By the way, what would you rather be? A werewolf or a vampire?
I'm going to go with vampire because I wouldn't have to shave my legs.
Yeah, me too. I'd go with vampire and I would just avoid werewolves.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's it. I'd be good. I'd avoid werewolves. I already avoid church. So I would avoid werewolves, church, and garlic. And, you know, the garlic part would be hard for me because I am Italian.
That would be very difficult.
I eat a lot of garlic. We were just talking about gumbo. I eat a lot of garlic. But I would definitely go with vampire. I'd be on team vampire, if you will.
Does it make you shimmer, you know, like if it was that kind of vampire where you just looked like a stripper all the time?
Well, can I be could the vampire me be me at like 19?
Right? Like that's the thing is, can I be the young, hot vampire?
Yeah. Do I got to be me now? Like that's the question. See, this is the debate Herschel Walker should have been having. right?
Exactly.
Like, do you get to
These
be
the real issues that matter to
him? Yes, American. Yes. It's funny though, when that came up about his whole vampire thing, I started thinking about when I was in law school and like debates I would have with other students in law school, and we never really had great debates about the law. One day we did have a major blowout debate about who would win in a fight, the Starship Enterprise or an Imperial Star Destroyer from Star Wars.
Oh, damn.
I was on Star Destroyer. I was like, look, Star Destroyer has a whole fleet of TIE fighters that could take on the Enterprise. And they're like, well, the people who run the Enterprise are smarter. I'm like, it doesn't matter if you've got 1,000 ships coming at you. You're going to die. They didn't have ships that came off of the Enterprise that would attack you.
That's true, but you probably could have gone back in time and just blown them up before they even got started.
That's true.
There's always the time loop thing.
Yes, that is true. See that? This is why we have you on, for these deep insights on issues that matter to Americans every single day. So, you know, and again, I think we started this conversation just now talking about Trump ripping up the Constitution. and why Republicans won't, you know, denounce it.
I mean, they won't do it because they're afraid.
But let me ask you this, and I said this at the beginning of the show. I think that before Kevin McCarthy and his majority read the Constitution aloud on the floor of the House of Representatives, every reporter in Washington should ask every Republican who's about to do that how they feel about Donald Trump ripping up the Constitution, and does that disqualify him from being president? And frankly,
we followed a bunch of them around and asked them, and they him and haw, and they dance around it as much as they can, because they do not want to say, you know, like a lot of them are like, oh, well, you know, I think there could be some changes and some updates. And it's like, wow. Yeah.
Well, until they dump him, they're stuck with him. And Sarah, I'm not stuck with you. I've got to end this interview right now. It's always great. Check her out in Raw Story. I tweet at her stuff all the time. She's one of the best. Sarah Burris, thank you for joining me. Always fun.
Thank you. Everybody have a good holiday season.
Absolutely. All right, America, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to wrap up the Chris Hahn Show. Stay where you are.
Have you ever dreamt of having a podcast made about your family? Now, you can do just that with Family Sounds. Our team of professional radio and podcast producers will create audio documentaries about your family members and real-life heroes. To learn more about Family Sounds and receive a special discount, visit www.family-sounds.com. Family Sounds, your memories in a podcast.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they...
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Beer Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever, just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A wind chill advisory begins at 11 p.m. tonight and continues until noon today. Clear skies overnight with a low of 7 below. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 5 above. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 0. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently 5 above.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
This ain't no ditto head. The Chris Hahn Show.
All right, I'm back. Hey, don't forget, I got a podcast. It's called The Aggressive Progressive Chris Hahn. If you missed any of that wide-ranging, I mean, I don't even know how to describe that interview. I just how I would say, it's not really an interview. I don't really have interviews with Sarah Burris. I have, like, discussions with her. And we covered about 1,000 topics, not all of them political. Check out the Aggressive Progressive podcast every Tuesday, new episodes, wherever you get your podcasts. At Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram, and ChristopherHahn.com is my website. I don't update it that often, but it's got the links to everything else. So, all right. So, America, we have survived another election. It's over. They have all been settled. The votes are done. Herschel Walker, to his credit, conceded the night he lost. Did not drag it out. Did not cry. Did not make excuses. I appreciate that. For those of you who won, whose party won, don't gloat. For those of you who lost, don't despair. There will be another election. A federal election in 2 years, there'll be plenty of elections between now and then. Local elections, library board, school board, sanitation commissioner. I love elections. I love that in this country, we settle our political disputes at the ballot box and not at the point of a gun. The peaceful transfer of power has been happening here for over 200 years, and it was almost disrupted in 2021, actually. That can't be forgotten. Accountability is absolutely required so that it doesn't happen again. Now, we've seen some accountability. Elmer Rhodes is going to prison, the head of the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers. And he's going to prison on charges of seditious conspiracy, convicted by a jury of his peers. So, you know, next time some ridiculous conservative says there was no sedition. Yes, there was. A jury found Elmer Stuart Rhodes guilty of sedition. Sedition is treason without a foreign adversary. That's how you think of sedition. For those of you who don't know what sedition is, it's basically treason, except for you don't work with an enemy that's of a foreign country. It's just domestic treason. Call it that. Maybe we should stop calling sedition and start calling it domestic treason so everybody knows what we're talking about. He's gone. Going to jail for a very long time. Good. But there are others who should be held accountable too. And I'm very interested to see what the January 6th committee is going to come up with. I'm very interested to see what the special prosecutor looking into all the Trump and January 6th crimes will come up with. Because without accountability, this is going to happen again. And the people running around the country like Kerry Lake right now, pretending that if Republicans lose elections, they must be stolen elections. They need to be held accountable. They need to be called out. They need to be booed. And they need to be called out by their own party, not just by me. Not just by progressives and Democrats. But they need to be booed by everyone. Conservatives, Republicans, call them out. End this insanity. We settle our differences in this country at the ballot box. Not with a bullet. People like Stuart Rhodes wanted to settle with a bullet. People like Kerry Lake encourage people like Stuart Rhodes. They make this a very dangerous place to serve right now. Far more dangerous than it should be. And they need to be held accountable for their actions. Because without accountability, these are just dress rehearsals. And I'm tired of it. You should be tired of it too. So before each of these idiots in the House of Representatives stand up and read the Constitution, we need to ask them where they stand on those things. And if they are not pro-election, pro-democracy, and pro-Constitution, they need to sit down. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, America. Thanks for listening. All right. I think you had enough of me. I know I did. So I'm going to remind you now, as I always do, to seek the truth. Question everything and everyone, America, even me. Seek the truth. I know it's out there, and I know you'll find it if you look for it. And I'll be back here again next week to tell you the truth as I see it. I'm Chris Hahn. Thanks for listening, America. Wish our weekdays away, spend our weekends in bed. We drink ourselves stupid and work ourselves dead, and all just because that's what mom and dad said we should do. We should run through. Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.